And away we go. We're off and running. It's Wednesday, October 23rd, 2019. 15 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the early show. Scott Spears along with you for the ride today. I got to mention this right off the top of the program today because I did not do it at all yesterday, and I meant to, but I ran out of time. The Morrill United Methodist Church at 206 West Neff Street in Morrill, Ohio, is having an old-fashioned farm breakfast from 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. this coming Saturday, October the 26th. It's an all-you-can-eat old-fashioned farm breakfast that will be served. Sausage gravy and biscuits, bacon, sausage, pancakes, scrambled eggs, home fries, orange juice, and coffee will be on the menu. Carry out is available. The church is wheelchair accessible, $6 for adults, $3 for children 12 and under. So that's a great thing coming up, an old-fashioned farm breakfast at the Morrill United Methodist Church, 206 West Neff Street in Morrill, Ohio, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. this coming Saturday. And as we always say, people having public events like that, please let us know. If you have a flyer, bring it to the station. If nobody's here, just slip it under the door. There is enough room to slip flyers under the door so we can get them the next day. If somebody's here, just bring them in. Or if there is no flyer or anything of that nature, you can always email us if you have an event coming up you'd like to talk about or would like us to talk about. Just go to the website, wwgh1071.com, and send me an email, scott@wwgh1071.com, or anybody else on the website. They'll get the information to the correct places. But the Morrill United Methodist Church, old-fashioned farm breakfast this coming Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Now, want to let you know about the programming today. It's a great day here at WWGH Radio. I'll be on till 10 o'clock this morning. And then, of course, we've got the radio broadcasting legend, Charlie Evers, on from 10:10 until 12 noon. And Glenn Coble with A Progressive Life will be on 12:10 until 1 p.m. And then, coming up later on today, we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman from 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon will air 6:10 until 7 p.m. tonight. So that's the schedule today. Now, there are a few things I wanted to talk about this morning, and a couple new things I wanted to do here that are kind of new. Had a lot of fun with the breakfast trivia yesterday, so we're going to continue with that in just a moment here. But yesterday, the topic of the program was haunted memories of your childhood or something you heard from somebody or an older relative. Just haunted experiences that you might have had. In society, when I go out into the public, I always hear ghost stories or near-death experiences. And not that those are the same thing, but I think they're both very interesting to hear. So if you have ever had a near-death experience or heard of anybody who's had one or have a ghost story, we would love to hear it. They're fascinating things to talk about. 740-383-9944 is the toll-free number. That's 740-383-9944. So that's one of the topics on the table this morning. Now, another one that I thought we could do that we did not get to yesterday that I thought might be fascinating to delve into is schools in Marion County. Because in Marion County, we're very unique in the fact that we have five school districts. I believe we have five. We have Marion City, we have River Valley, we have Ridgedale, we have Elgin, and we have Pleasant. And we used to have, well, we still have Marion Catholic Elementary, but we had Marion Catholic High School for a while, which was a private school. But there are all kinds of little schools kind of outlying Marion City or Marion County. I know at one point Caledonia had a school, and a lot of these schools no longer exist. There are a lot of schools in Marion County that no longer exist. The original Taft Middle School is gone. Edison Middle School is gone. Fair Park Elementary is gone. Mark Street Elementary is gone. Pearl Street Elementary is gone. There were so many of them that were demolished or turned into something else when we got the new schools, I think back in the early 2000s. So, does anybody have any memories of these schools? Are there any teachers out there who taught at these schools? Does anybody have any memories of going to these schools? Or any events that took place at these schools? I know for a lot of years, Marian Catholic High School had a very strong and active football team, coached by Max Ross, who was also a sheriff here in Marion. And those are interesting things to hear about. So does anybody have a story about a school that necessarily wasn't in Marion County, but in one of the surrounding counties? I remember Grand Prairie Elementary. I remember when I was young going there for a Christmas program. So I know that that school was operational for a long time. I don't know if the Grand Prairie Elementary building is still there. I know it was last time I passed by it, but it looked in pretty bad shape. But I don't know if it's still there or not. And then, of course, here in Marion, we also had the freshman building, which was, I believe, on Center Street. I think it's on Center Street, because the gym of the freshman building is still there. It was the rec center for a long time. I'm not really sure what they use the gym for now. It might still be the rec center. But I know they tore down the rest of the old freshman building, and the gym, I think, is just the rec center for Marion, or owned by the city, last I knew. And if I'm wrong about that, somebody let me know. 740-383-9944. But again, this kind of goes into the haunted story, because I was thinking about this yesterday, and there were some haunted stories about the freshman building, which was torn down. Now, does anybody remember any haunted ghost stories about the old freshman building? Because I remember somebody telling me, I think it had something to do with a janitor, and I might be wrong about that, but I do remember hearing ghost stories, and I think they were printed in the newspaper back in those days, about a janitor in the old freshman building here in Marion. And then yesterday, we also had a listener bring up Headless Hattie, and I know that's been a story that's went around Marion for a long time. And does anybody have the particulars on that, on the old Headless Hattie story? Or the YMCA, the old YMCA, which is a kind of a church youth center now. That was always thought to be haunted for a long time. The Gypsy Queen in the St. Mary's Cemetery, the Merchant Ball in the Marion Cemetery. There's all kinds of these little stories. I heard the other day from somebody in public that the Southland Mall was haunted. We were there for 2.5 years. I don't ever recall seeing a ghost, but I've heard a story about that. Has anybody else ever heard that story? So there are these things that exist in the history of Marion that we could talk about here, or any personal experiences from your own life when it comes to haunted or ghost or anything like that. They're interesting stories to tell. Or, as I say, does anybody have any memories? And these don't have to be bad memories. They can be good memories of your old schools here in Marion, or any of the people who taught there. I know a lot of teachers have since left us. Does anybody remember any teachers that stick out in your mind from any of these schools that no longer exist? Mark Street, Fair Park, Pearl Street, just a plethora of schools and activity, Grand Prairie Elementary, and I believe there was a school over in Caledonia, an elementary school. There might have been a high school over there at one point. It's sad to lose this history, but I know a lot of people stay very interested in the history of a lot of these schools. So that's another topic. We've got haunted things, and we've got the old schools in Marion. Does anybody have any thoughts on those? Now, there are two more topics that I wanted to get to this morning, because yesterday we had a discussion, thinking how I'm trying to broach this subject. Yesterday we had a discussion on the show about things to do in Marion. And I think there are a lot of things to do in Marion now. That's just my opinion, and a lot of people have different opinions on that. But I think we have a lot of things to do in Marion. But I want to go back to yesteryear and remember some of the things that used to be done in Marion. What were the big hangouts in Marion in past years? You know, I know that a lot of people used to skate. I know the roller rink was a big hangout in Marion. I know Crystal Lake Amusement Park is very well remembered by a lot of people. I know that a lot of people have talked about shooting the loop here in Marion, and we've talked about that to a certain degree on this program. But if you wanted to have fun or hang out somewhere with your friends before telephones, before internet, before any of that, where would you go? When you were a kid, high school, elementary, or maybe even into young adulthood, what were the hot spots in Marion? Where would you go? Where were the fun places to be? Where would you and your friends be on a Friday or a Saturday night? What were those spots? Because I really don't know what they were. I've heard stories about places people hung out, but I don't really know what they were. So if anybody has any of those memories as well, 740-383-9944. And then the other topic I want to bring up in this whole kind of collage of things this morning is because we are in the political season, and every morning as I drive here to the radio station, I see a lot of political signs in people's yards, and, you know, that's just the nature. Every November we go through this. But I want to go back to yesteryear with this as well. Politicians from past years, are there any politicians that you remember that you liked a whole lot or didn't like a whole lot who are not in office now? Memories of those people. Politicians from yesteryear in the Marion area. Now, the one that I always hear a lot of, because he was a county commissioner, he was also mayor of Marion, and superintendent of the Marion City Schools, was Doc Brown. You always hear his name a lot because a lot of people had interaction with him when he was superintendent. Then he became a county commissioner. Then he became a mayor for 8 years. Does anybody remember Doc Brown and his life? Because a lot of people feel that he had a lot of maybe idiosyncrasies, that he might be considered an eccentric guy. We talked about eccentric people last week. I know a lot of people loved him. I know that's for sure. So, does anybody remember politicians from years past that were of interest to you for some reason? So, those are the topics. Politicians from the past. Places people used to hang out in Marion. The young kids, or maybe the young adults. Or schools in the Marion area that are no longer here. Do you have any memories of those? Or any teachers? Because I do think we should remember teachers maybe more often and better than we do. So does anybody have any of those memories? 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're talking about Doc Brown.
Yes.
All right. Back when I went to school, in the 50s, whatever, when he was superintendent of schools, if you had a big snowstorm or whatever, you went to school anyway. There was no days off. There was no whatever. He would have people from welfare and city crews that would be out in several paths down the street. Well, you could get to the school. I went to Old Mark Street. And when you got there, there would be enough room that you could get a path through and get in the door, and you went to school. And even when we had tornado warnings and whatever back then, you didn't leave school. You stayed right there. There was no everybody going home, there was nobody doing nothing unless it was really an emergency. And he was real strict, and he was, if you missed school, you better have a good reason, because he would send a truant officer out and find out why you weren't in school.
So he was definitely a strong superintendent.
Yeah, he was real strict.
Huh. Well, it's interesting to hear that. Hey, I thank you for calling in.
Yeah, and there was a couple schools that you missed.
Oh, go ahead.
Your Main Street School on North Main is still standing, and Vernon School.
Oh, okay.
On East End.
Oh, okay. Now, the school on Main Street, which is still there on North Main, what kind of school was that? Was that a middle school, high school?
It was an elementary school.
Oh, an elementary
school. My dad went there at North Main Street. I don't want to say that now. It's been several different things. But, yeah, it's still in pretty good shape. But it was an elementary school.
That's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for the call.
Yep.
Well, there you go. There's some memories of Doc Brown. And I forgot about the school on North Main Street, which still stands there. I'm not sure what it's being used for now, but it has stayed pretty active over the years, that school on North Main Street. Does anybody have any memories of that? And like I say, I do believe Doc Brown's an interesting character, because there are these stories about him never canceling school in Marion City. I know that went on for a long time. And that he was very... just strict about a lot of things. But he became popular enough to become a county commissioner and a mayor, so I think life served him pretty well. The truant officer. Now, there's an interesting idea, because I know Marion used to have a truant officer, but I'm not sure if that exists anymore, because I have not heard or seen of a truant officer for a long time. I don't know what happened, why that's no longer a thing, and I'm not really sure what power the truant officer really had. I don't know if the truant officer could make you go to school, could enter your house without permission. I'm not really sure how that worked. I never had any run-ins with a truant officer. Does anybody remember a truant officer in Marion? Does anybody know if one still exists? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Also talking about old schools in Marion. And I was trying to remember. Obviously, we have the high school now on 309. And before that, the high school was over on Presidential, where Grant Middle School is. And before that, I believe the high school was the freshman building up on Center Street, which no longer exists. But I also think the high school was once what used to be Taft Middle School, which was on State Street, which is no longer there, just an empty field there at this point. Does anybody remember that? Was the high school, I don't know if it was called Harding at that point, but I probably was. Was the high school on State Street at one point? Was the high school at the freshman building at one point? Was that the whole high school? Because I thought the history went that the freshman building was the high school, and then they built Taft, and that was for sophomores, juniors, and seniors, and then they just decided to build the big high school over on Presidential, and then they turned Taft into a middle school, and I think at that point the freshman building just kind of went by the wayside. Is that right? Is that the right history of that? Or does anybody remember what the freshman building was used for after it was no longer part of the Marion City Schools? Because I know they did not tear it down immediately. I don't know what happened, but I know they didn't tear it down immediately. Does anybody have any thoughts there? 740-383-9944. Also talking about what were the things that people used to do in Marion on Friday, Saturday nights, maybe after school. Where were the hangouts? Were they at the roller rink? Were they at Crystal Lake? People shooting the loop. Where would people go? We talked about a lot of stores in Marion. Did people used to go and hang out at these stores that we always hear a lot about? Like Max Trading Post and, oh, what other stores have we heard a lot about Gallagher's a few months ago when we were talking about stores that were in downtown Marion. Were these places people hung out? The Isley Shop? I don't know. I don't know if those were hangouts for kids or not. But I think kids back in those days hung out a lot more because there were less things to do as far as telephones, video games, text messages, Facebook, all of that sort of stuff. So it seemed like kids did a lot more in those days. Where would you go? Where were the hangouts? Where would you want to be on a Friday night in Marion back in those days? And, you know, an interesting thing. We talked about downtown Marion a few weeks ago, and we talked about the stores. But what was the atmosphere like in downtown Marion? Was it highly busy? Was it lit up down there? Was it people dressed up? What was the atmosphere in downtown Marion like in those days? I think that's interesting as well. So any of those topics, give me a call, 740-383-9944, or anybody who's got a haunted story. We still have not isolated this house that's in between Greenwood and Presidential Avenue that has long been thought to be haunted here in Marion, and I can't think of the name of the house. I should look it up. But people do live there. I'm not sure if people are living there now, but it's always thought to be a haunted house. Now, does anybody know what that is? If you do, give me a call. 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you. Now, yesterday, we also had a lot of fun with the breakfast trivia. The breakfast trivia has been a lot of fun here on the program. Now, yesterday, we got three of the questions answered. Now, what I've been doing is I've been giving you the slogan for a cereal, and then you have to give me the name of the cereal. Now, we did four of these yesterday, and we got three of them right. Yesterday, we had the cereal Shot from Guns. That was Quaker Puffed Rice. We had Kid Tested, Mother Approved. That was my favorite, Kix. We had Follow My Nose, It Always Knows. That was Fruit Loops. And by the way, I mentioned yesterday that my favorite cereal was Kix, and I have not had Kix for years. So, I'm just waiting for a bowl of Kix, you know, in milk, 2% milk, and some toasted bread with butter. That, and I'm not a big breakfast person, but there's something about that particular breakfast that I like, and I haven't had it for so long that it would be good to delve back into that. And you're saying to yourself, why doesn't he just go to the store and buy a box of Kix and some milk and some butter and bread? Well, that would be easy. But I'm waiting for somebody to prepare this for me, because I don't think a lot goes into the preparation of it. Now, we did have one of these cereals yesterday that we did not get answered. And I'll tell you something, I'll tell you an interesting story. Yesterday, I said this slogan of this cereal to somebody. And when I got off the air yesterday, well, I said it over the air yesterday. And when I got off the air yesterday, the person said, oh, I know what cereal that is. And they gave me the correct name of the cereal. But I think they looked the cereal up. But they say they didn't look the cereal up. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, because the story I got was that they had this cereal in their home, and this slogan, which I'm about to give you, was still on the cereal box of this cereal. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, because I have not looked in the grocery store for a long time at this cereal. So I don't know if this is still on the box or not. But there's a little skepticism on my behalf about if that's how this person really knew what the cereal was, or if they found out by other means. I don't know. We'll have to see. See, it's a little covert thing. We really don't know. But beside all that, here is that cereal's slogan, and all you have to do is call in and tell me what the cereal is. This is the one from yesterday. The slogan was, "Stays crunchy even in milk." Stays crunchy even in milk. Does anybody know what that cereal is? 740-383-9944. That's the slogan. Does anybody know what the cereal is? Stays crunchy even in milk. That's the one. Oh, maybe this is the answer already. Somebody already knows. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the cereal is Captain Crunch.
The cereal is Captain Crunch. Now, is that still on the box of Captain Crunch?
Yeah, last time I saw one, it's still on there.
So the person telling me this might be telling the truth, that it is still on the box.
Right.
Oh,
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch. Well, thank you for calling in.
Yep.
That is right. Stays crunchy even in milk is Captain Crunch. Now, here's the thing about this. Our listener there obviously feels that it's still on the box, but I don't know if it is on the box. I think the person, I don't know. A nice person, totally nice, on the level, but I don't know. They might have looked it up. Oh, the person also told me this too, by the way, that the slogan "Stays crunchy even in milk," obviously the slogan for Captain Crunch, and apparently this person had Captain Crunch cereal in their house and told me that the slogan is a lie, that Captain Crunch does not stay crunchy even in milk. Now, are there some Captain Crunch eaters out there who love the Captain Crunch cereal who can confirm or deny this? Is Captain Crunch, does it get soggy in milk? Because, see, that's a little bit of false advertisement there if they do get soggy in milk. Because their slogan is "Stays crunchy even in milk." Now, can anybody tell me, does Captain Crunch stay crunchy even in milk? Because the person I talked to yesterday, off the air, told me, no way, no dice, that's not happening. They do not stay crunchy even in milk. So, does anybody know the answer to that? But we got that one out of the way. Captain Crunch. Let's get some new trivia rolling here this morning. All right. Oh, this is a kind of a different way to go here, but still talking about breakfast here on the morning show. What did the Trix rabbit say? Now, we all know Trix, the fruity cereal. Does anybody know what the Trix rabbit said? Now, this is interesting, because we all know what everybody says to the Trix rabbit. The Trix, now, see, that's where you don't want to get confused. And I'm not going to give you that answer either. But we know what people say to the Trix rabbit, the Trix cereal rabbit, but what did the Trix rabbit originally say? He did originally speak. Does anybody know what the Trix rabbit said? So there's a question for you. That's a little bit of a thinker. Now I'm going to give you two more questions here. Does anybody know what breakfast food was originally called oily cakes? Now see, I can guess why they changed the title. What breakfast cereal was originally called oily cakes? What a name. Obviously, after some years in the marketing department, they said, that ain't going to work. we need to change it to something else. So the two questions, what did the Trix Rabbit say? I think it's really the only time the Trix Rabbit has ever spoken. What did he say? What did the Trix Rabbit say? And what breakfast food was originally called Oily Cakes? Does anybody know what that was? And let's see here. I'll give you one more. Dunkin' Donuts. We've talked a lot about Dunkin' Donuts because allegedly they're supposed to be coming back here to Marion. Who was the Dunkin' Donuts spokesperson and what was the famous saying? It was one of the biggest commercials of the 80s and 90s and I think even into the 2000s. So those are the three questions right now. 740-383-9944, all breakfast related. What did the Trix Rabbit originally say? Does anybody know what the Trix Rabbit, the white rabbit on the Trix box said that kind of started the whole thing with the Trix Rabbit? That's question number one. What breakfast food was originally called Oily Cakes? Oily Cakes. Does anybody know that? Or does anybody know who the Dunkin' Donuts spokesperson was and what the famous saying was from this spokesperson for Dunkin' Donuts? And it went on for a long time. Two-part question. Dunkin' Donuts spokesperson and the famous saying they had for so many years. So those are the three questions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Coming up on 47 minutes past the hour here. The Dunkin' Donuts spokesperson and saying, does anybody remember what that was? The breakfast food that was originally called Oily Cakes. And what did the Trix Rabbit say? What got the Trix Rabbit started? It was because he said something. And I believe the thing with the Trix Rabbit still goes on to this day. I think the Trix Rabbit had a name. Does anybody know what the Trix Rabbit's name was? I cannot remember what the name was. Anyway, give me a call if you know the answers to any of those. 740-383-9944. What did the Trix Rabbit say? What breakfast food was originally called Oily Cakes? And who was the Dunkin' Donuts spokesperson? And what was the famous saying at Dunkin' Donuts that went on forever? Two-part question. 740-383-9944. Now, yesterday, I also found one of these things that we did this past summer. This past summer, we had some trivia questions, but how we did it was I would give you two lines of a song, and then you had to tell me the next two lines. Now, this went very well. We got all of them answered, but I found one that we did not get answered from this past summer when I was going through one of the drawers around here the other day. Now, here's the lines in the song, and all you have to, you don't have to sing them. All you have to do is call and give me the next two lines. Now, here it goes. Eyes that look like heaven, lips like sherry wine, that girl can sure enough make my little light shine. What are the two next lines of that song? And that's one of the most famous songs of all time. And I think it's kind of funny because you listen to it all the time, and I really don't remember that being part of the lyric of that song. Eyes that look like heaven, lips like sherry wine, that girl can sure enough make my little light shine. What are the next two lines of that song? And it's one of the most famous songs of all time. They play it all the time. Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. So that's on the table. And the three breakfast questions. What did the Trix Rabbit originally say? What breakfast food was originally called Oily Cakes? And who was the Dunkin' Donuts spokesperson for so many years? And what was the famous saying from the Dunkin' Donuts spokesperson? 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. If it rings busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Does anybody have an answer? Coming up on 50 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio. Also talking about hangouts. Where did people used to hang out in Marion? If you were a young person, where would you go? Does anybody have any haunted stories from the past that they heard or lived through or anything of that nature? Near-death experiences. Politicians from yesteryear. Old schools in Marion. Does anybody remember any experiences from going to the old schools in Marion? And as I said earlier, I think there's a tie-in here because I heard there was a ghost story about the old freshman building. Now, I don't know if anybody else remembers that, but I think there was some kind of a ghost story there. So there you go. Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We are open for business here this morning and would love to hear from you. Also, if you have a question that you would like to ask the listening audience, give us a call. We would love to hear those too, because it's kind of interesting when there's something on your mind that you would like to hear us talk about or see if it spurs anything in the listening audience's mind. We had an interesting conversation last week about strange things that people eat, and boy, did we hear a lot of strange things. We heard sugar and bacon, bacon grease, it was bacon grease, sugar and bacon grease mixed together. We heard lettuce and peanut butter on a sandwich. We heard ketchup sandwiches. We heard mustard sandwiches. We heard, what were some of the other things we heard? I think we heard pickle and peanut butter sandwich. I think that was one of them. A lot of interesting things that people ate. Have any more of those things come to your mind? Because those are interesting as well. 740-383-9944. There are strange things people drank too. Like I said the other morning, I remember when people used to, and this was highlighted on the Laverne and Shirley show for so many years, when people drank like Coca-Cola mixed with milk, which I don't know how that could taste well, but some people like to do it. And some people like to put weird things in their breakfast drink, too. I never have really understood that. But to each their own, I guess that's the way it goes. 740-383-9944. Did we stump you with the trivia questions this morning? We got the first four answered pretty quickly yesterday, but today we seem to have come to a standstill on this. The questions, as far as breakfast goes, what did the Trix Rabbit, you know the Trix Rabbit on the Trix cereal box? What did he originally say? Does anybody know what he said? Does anybody know what breakfast cereal, well, it's not a, I don't want to say cereal. What breakfast food was originally called Oily Cakes? Obviously, that name has been changed. What breakfast food was originally called Oily Cakes? Or, who was the Dunkin' Donuts spokesperson, and what was their famous saying? That two-part question. 740-383-9944. Those are the questions on the table. Now, a few months ago, we also had, somebody gave me this list of college jokes. Now, what this is, I think it's kind of sports jokes or maybe college rivalries. I think that's probably what this falls under the heading of. But they're just little kind of jokes that people bring up about other schools. So maybe we'll go through a few of these this morning. Now, here we go. Now, this is Bowling Green. Now, this is something that is said about Bowling Green students. Now, remember, these are just jokes, and I didn't make them up. Put a little disclaimer on here. Just something people gave to me. Here we go. What do you say when you see a Bowling Green graduate in a suit? Will the defendant please rise? Oh, man. See, we could have people out there listening who went to Bowling Green College. Holy moly. Will the defendant please rise? Okay, let's try to find another one here. See, I'm trying to edit these as I go along to make sure we don't say anything. Okay, here's one. California State College. What does the average California State University student get on his SAT? That's the question. What does the average California State University student get on his SAT? Drool. Drool. That's the answer. D-R-O-O-L. Drool. That's what they get on their SAT. Okay. There we go. Okay. Connecticut. Let's go. We haven't offended Connecticut yet. So let's go to Connecticut. Oh, thank God, a phone call. We need some help. Go ahead, caller.
I missed your show yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Well, I was at the doctor.
Oh, everything okay?
Yes, I had a checkup, and he wondered why my weight was down. And I told him about keto, and he said that was fine. And he also stated that because my blood pressure was so low, he said, we might want to take you off some of your extra blood pressure medicine. So, Scott, and I just wanted to share that, so Sean, give him some enthusiasm about it, and I hope he's doing well.
Well, that's very good. So, how much weight total are you down?
20.
20 pounds, that's a lot. Now, how long have you been on the keto diet?
Since July 5th.
So, not very long.
Not really. It'd be about 4 months, the 1st of November, But it's not a big deal to me because I just, I'm not going anywhere. I don't care if it comes off 1 pound every so many weeks or whatever. It's fine with me because they always say it's good to lose it slow anyhow. But I was pretty pleased, and I just, because to give Sean some extra enthusiasm about it. Why?
Well, and I think that's what, I can't speak for him, but I think that's what drove the diet in his particular case. He talks about weight, but I don't know that weight was the real driver here. I think it was more about health.
Health, yeah.
Yeah, because I think there were, he talks about his numbers. I think he's talked about that on air.
Right, yeah. And that's no fun to go in and get bad numbers.
No, you want to have nice low numbers.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the big things for him. But, I'm still trying to figure out, besides that it derived from Vietnam, what's the difference between keto and Atkins?
Well, I don't know. I don't look up all the... I just follow, keto. And I don't know. I did, this morning I was watching two docs again, and they were talking about the new veggie burger and the pros and cons of that is related to keto. But, and my doctor told me, he says, make sure that you're doing it, you're following good guidelines for it. That's what he told me. But he didn't have anything bad to say about it.
Now, these two doctors, they're not Dr. Oz, are they?
No, it's a husband and wife team, and I can't remember their name, but they're both DOs, and he's the one that's really lost, the majority of the weight. She's just being very supportive of him, but I just love to watch them, and, you feel like you're getting good information. So.
Well, that's good, because I hate to say this, but I think Dr. Oz is nuts.
Oh!
No, I do. I think, and I understand people like to watch him, but if he were my doctor, I think I would have to switch doctors.
A little too much enthusiasm.
Because there's something wrong with him. And he comes up with these ideas, too. I mean, I don't know what you're supposed to do in life, because he has taken everything in life as topics for his show and told you not to do them.
It totally confuses you.
Yes.
You know, I haven't watched him for years, you know, but I do remember he used to put out disgusting things on the table and point it out to you.
Yes. who wants that, you know? I mean, we don't want to see disgusting things on the table like that. I mean, he's got to stop that. They would drum him right out of practice if he was a doctor. See, I'm not even sure he's a real doctor.
Oh, I think he probably is.
I think before this show, he used to park cabs somewhere in New York at LaGuardia. And I think he was one day, Oprah Winfrey was in his cab.
He has a lot of enthusiasm.
I think he used to be a sky cab in New York. I think that's what he was. But no, I'm so glad to hear everything's going well with you on the diet, and I'm so glad you're back this morning. And if anything else interests you in the next hour, I hope you call in.
Okay, Scott.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back in 15 minutes.
Well, that's one thing. You know, I like Hillary, despite all the negative things.
I would love to see a woman as president.
Yeah, they need to be.
Yes.
Yeah, to show up the men for once.
Well, but you know, Great Britain's, they've had women as the leaders.
That's right.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
3, 2, 1. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire during the year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov.